I remember listening to David Sandler on his cassette tape say that all prospects lie all the time. Over the years, I've come to realize that I don't believe that prospects are hurtful, hateful, or malicious people. It's just that they have their own interests and objectives in mind when they're talking to a salesperson. To that end, they will say what they have to say to protect their interests and objectives. The important lesson here is to make sure you understand what the prospect is really saying. Now let's talk about some cue cards that have a tendency to push us away or create problems for us when we're attempting to schedule appointments with somebody new. Regardless of how you get the name, whether it be networking or cold calling, internet lead or strong referral from someone in the process, you may hear words that you see on this page. Remember that the statement the prospect makes is never the real statement. I'm confident that you have clients today that at one time told you that they were very happy, not interested, or too busy. What you need to learn to do is to get beyond those words and find out what they're really trying to tell you. So let's practice a little bit here and get a feel for what this sounds like. Let's take some cue cards that have a tendency to push us away or create problems for us when attempting to schedule appointments with somebody new, regardless of how you get the name. Again, a new call, it's a cold call, internet lead, strong referral. You have to deal with what they say. So someone says to you, well, Tony, the timing is really bad. You might respond with something like this. Add a little humor. You know, my timing only has been right 3 times in my life, Ashley, Anthony, and Alex. So I would have been shocked if my timing in calling you today was exactly right. Can I ask you a couple questions before I go? You see, when you set that up, it releases the tension on the phone or releases the tension of the moment. It might cause someone to chuckle a little bit, and then you get into your questions, but you've diffused the objection of your timing is bad. If someone were to say to you, well, Tony, you know, you did a nice job, but competition beat your price, or your price is high. Now, understand, here's an instructional note, okay? This shouldn't happen at the presentation, okay? Prior to presenting, you should have agreed to the terms of investing money, time, and resources or effort. But if it did come up, you might say something like this. So I'll role play the scenario again. Well, Tony, I really like the work that you did, but you got to understand that the competition beat your price. Okay, Joe, I'm sorry to hear that. When you gave them the business, I bet they were happy. They're not expecting that response. They certainly didn't give them the business. But what they're trying to do is create a scenario where you might fold and now begin to sharpen your pencil. The pressure is now on you. It shouldn't be there. It should be on them. So that's why you ask the question. When you gave them the business, I bet they were happy.